This week in Melbourne, two councils are debating whether or not those giant American-style utes and SUVs should be charged higher parking fees. If it comes through, it will affect about 20 Melbourne suburbs.
Wow.
So quite a lot of suburbs will be affected because they have those super councils in Victoria.
Yeah.
And so they're debating whether or not they... I don't know how you're going to do it. How do you charge more money for a giant American ute than for my Tiguan?
And I don't understand it either because the council doesn't handle regos.
No, that's like right.
Like all your rego goes to state.
Apparently, Paris has just done it. They voted last month to triple the cost of parking for big utes.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, look, those big utes are the reason why you have the fat parking lines at shopping centres now. I remember laughing at those in America 10 years ago. Americans and their cars.
Now we
massive
need them
cars. Here. They need big fat car parks to go with them. We've got them here now.
Yeah. So I don't know how it works, but London is apparently saying they're going to do it too. So Paris has already done it. London's done that. London says we're next, and Melbourne's debating it this week. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Because they're growing, aren't they? They are the big use.
Yeah, there's a surge. It's interesting, actually, because people are buying more electric cars, but they're also buying these giant 4.5-ton V8.
Is that how much they weigh? Maybe that's how you get the extra money.
You weigh them.
I don't know.
A bit tricky to get on the scales.
Yes.
Anyway, look, what's funny is the size of these things, Caroline. Like the tiny little Kia Picanto, you know, the little tiny Kia. That's just over 1,000 kilos, so a ton.
Yeah, right.
Right? So the Ram 1500 is 2,553 kilos, so more than double.
Yes, yes.
A little tiny car. In fact, I think the Kia Picanto can sit in the back of one of them Ram utes quite easily. So what are you asking? Is this something the Sunshine Coast should consider?
Yeah. American-style utes and SUVs too big for the suburbs?
Well, so it's not so much SUVs. I think it's those...
That's what they're saying.
The truck. Yeah, you know, those big ute trucks.
Mm. I'm just saying it because that's what they're debating in Melbourne and that's what they've banned in Paris.
Yeah,
yes. So I don't know what the SUVs look like, to be honest.
So are US-style pickup trucks too big for the suburbs?
Yes.
Is that what we're considering here? Mm. I don't know if this is like the burning issue. I know it's always a bit of a worry when you see one try and get into the parking space next year.
And you don't want to park next to one at the plaza, do you? Because you're just like, there's just not, these two parking spots ain't big enough for two of us.
Look, I grew up with massive cars. Like we had a Jeep Cherokee, big monster thing back in the day. My mum used to hook up a 3-horse float to that and off we go. So massive cars and parking massive cars, it's not a problem for me. I look at other people and go, I hope you can park that beast.
Yeah.
So I don't mind these cars if you can park them.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know what sort of lifespan they've got. Well, I don't know how long people are going to put up with that kind of car right next to them at Coles.
I wonder if you live in one of the suburbs with really small streets, like you sort of your Auras and stuff,
and someone next
to you has got, you know, is driving down the street with one of these or parking it on the at the front.
Maybe you're driving one right now, just going, oh, come on. I mean, look, because they're big, I think people just jump to the conclusion that, you know, they're taking over.
Yes.
I don't think that's happening. I'm just concerned, can you drive it? If you want to drive that beast, I hope you can drive it.
Yeah.
I think bans on things or charging extra fees and stuff like that, I think you're going to give yourself a political headache.
Well, as all they're trying to do, they say we just want people to think twice about whether or not they need a vehicle that large when they live inside a suburban area.
Are US-style pickup trucks too big for the burbs, too big for Budrum?
Yes.
The Woolworths car park at Budrum. Is it too big for in there?
It's too big.
And what do you do? Do you charge extra parking costs?
I don't know how they do it, but I can tell you what they're doing in Paris. If you drive one of these and in the city, instead of paying €6 to park, you have to pay €18 to park.
God.
Yeah.
I think I'd walk. Joining us now is Neil from Chili Bins. Good morning, Neil. What are you up to, mate?
I'm actually driving along in my big American Chevy pickup truck at the moment.
How big's that beast? What sort of size are we talking here?
So it's a 1500. So it's a little bit longer than a new Land Cruiser, but the same width as a new Land Cruiser, so it's just the length, really, to find a park for it. So you just got to pick where you're going to park and don't drive in the Brisbane Road Mooloolaba car park because you will get stuck.
Have you done that, or do you know someone who has?
So I when I picked it up in November 3 years ago, I drove in the car park and I went, holy crap, how the hell am I going to get out of here? Because it was basically, luckily this thing's got a gazillion cameras on it.
Yeah, right.
And I could see all the point. I just pointed the cameras in all the spots. I reckon I had millimetres at each point of a turn to try and get out of there.
Hey, Neil, it sounds like that car should come with one of those people from the airport with the two glow sticks as they drive, as they guide you into a park.
Do you go to the plaza?
Yeah, you do, but you know where you can park and where you can't park.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And Neil, do you look at other utes and just think, they can't drive that thing?
No, because I drive one and I go, oh, I'm very happy driving along in my big leather lounge chair.
We used to call them Yang Tanks back in the day. There's a real surge in people buying these giant utes. Caroline can't park next to them.
Oh, that's not true. Why are you saying that?
I just like picking on you. Haven't you noticed? Ann's in Torbal, mate. What do you think? Are these things too big for the suburbs?
Well, it's quite hilarious because I was on the same wave pattern as thought pattern as Caroline. They're just perfect for the 330 square metre block subdivisions, aren't they? And I found there's three things, because I'm involved in construction, I found there's three things talking to blokes and Shields, is the fact that, one, they are perfect for their extracurricular activities after work because of what they tow.
Yes.
Two, they just have one to be cool. And there's other reasons that I can't say on radio.
Yes. So I think we're all onto them.
It's to do with the size or something, isn't it?
Yeah. And three, I know blokes that have got rid of them because they just don't want to get that much exercise parking that far away from where they got to go. So it's quite amusing, those three factors come into play when I ask people about them.